One of the things we hated hearing grown-ups say was this. You don't know what you have. You are living the best days of your life right now. All you have to do is do as you're told. Eat what's given to you, and you have nothing to worry about. How wonderful is that? Of course, by the time we realize they were telling the truth, we are no longer living those best days of our lives. Back in those days, our dream was to grow up fast so that no one could tell us what to do anymore, and we could do whatever we want, eat whatever we want. But now, we find ourselves wishing that someone would just tell us what to do and maybe cook for us, so we would have one less thing to worry about. But isn't it funny how we all just forgot so completely? Because when you really think about it, going back in time, those days as kids really weren't easy for us. Things were tough. Our stress was real. And that's why we hated it when the grown-ups said that our pains were nothing compared to theirs. I'm Lena Park. And this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was 옥상달빛 or 옥달 with their song 어른처럼 생겼네. English title, Still a Child. I love that. The actual Korean title says, you look like an adult, and then in parentheses, still a child. Well, speaking of children, it is 어린이날, or Children's Day here in Korea. It's a public holiday, so children don't have to go to school. Instead, they get to spend the day with their parents, being showered with gifts. So, a fantastic day for kids. Oh, but potentially a tough day for some parents. Well, one of the things we realize quite often as a grown-up is how our parents must have felt back when we were kids, right? While that seems to come quite naturally for us, oddly enough, trying to remember what it was actually like to be a kid takes a little bit more effort. But since it is Children's Day, I hope you will get a chance to reconnect and, well, if necessary, reconcile with your inner child at some point during the day. So, happy Children's Day, everybody! Now, as I mentioned, today is a public holiday here, which means today's OFD has been pre-recorded. But as usual, don't let that stop you from dropping by to say hello or to leave a message. Your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. So feel free to share your plans for this public holiday. Or if it's a regular Thursday for you, if you're outside Korea, if you have any fun or fond childhood memories you'd like to share with us, I think that'd be kind of fun to kind of look at the message boards and share with each other. Mm-hmm. We are going to try and access our inner child today. All right. All you have to do is message me on Kong if that's what you're listening to us with, or write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS message. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs. So I do hope you stay tuned. All right, time to listen to our next song. Here is Tomorrow by Together and their song, 어느 날 머리에서 뿌리 자랐다, Crown. We just heard Tomorrow by Together TXT with their song 어느 날 머리에서 뿌리 자랐다, English title Crown. Now, sticking to the theme of childhood, the next song I have for you is called 1학년 1반, First Grade, First Class by 성시경 featuring 김진표. In this song, the protagonist travels down memory lane, reminiscing about his school days. He talks about exactly what we talked about at the top of the show, how all he wanted as a child was to grow up. But now that he has grown up, he realizes that he misses his childhood, when he was so happy, even though he didn't know what happiness was, when he was so full of love, even though he didn't even know what love was. And then after that, we will listen to 볼빨간 사춘기's cover of BoA's famous song, Atlantis 소녀, Atlantis Princess. This is also a song about wanting to hold on to childhood fantasies and dreams. So let's listen to these two songs, perfect for Children's Day. First up, 1학년 1반, First Grade, First Class by 성시경, featuring 김진표. And then, Atlantis 소녀, Atlantis Princess by 볼빨간 사춘기.
비 내리는 어느 오후, 낯익은 이 냄새, 다른 데와 다른 건 단 하나도 없는데, 아련한 기억 불러주는 냄새.
That was 볼빨간 사춘기, or 볼싸's rendition of the song Atlantis 소녀, or Atlantis Princess. I think it's a really good match for her. And before that, we heard 성시경 with his song 1학년 1반, First Grade, First Class, featuring 김진표. Now, a quick announcement for our listeners. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to sharp8150. And you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show. So if you've sent in any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. If you do see your screen name or part of your phone number on the winner's list, send us your shipping info via email so that we can send you your prize as soon as possible. And now for our next song break, here's IU with 새 신발, shoes. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Here is another one of our usual reminders about reruns. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on both the website and these apps, so take a look when you get a chance. Past episodes of the program are also available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on our website or via podcast as well, which means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. But please remember that the songs we play on the show are not included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons. I will be back with today's Parallel Universe after this song break. Here is Chang Yun-ju with her song, Lisa.
Boom, boom. 저 하늘 구름을 타고
They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we will listen to two songs that share the title, Free. First up is the K-pop song called Free, parentheses, I'm Gonna Be, by Jisoul. This talented R&B singer-songwriter is beloved for his unrivaled sounds. He is often touted as the musician's musician. In fact, even members of BTS confessed to being a fan, and Jungkook's cover of Jisoul's song Hate Everything went viral on social media earlier in the year. Jisoul himself recently held a tour in Europe, performing two sold-out venues in Manchester, London, Paris, and Amsterdam, to name just a few of the stops. I think it is safe to say we can expect to hear more great news from this talented artist soon. The song Free I'm Gonna Be was part of his EP entitled Natural, released just last year. And here's a little bit of the song's all-English lyrics. All the names, all my stuff, all my memories, I've been carrying on. Now I'm determined to be just dropping off. All the heavy baggage, I'm dropping off. All I want is to be me. No more settling for any less than I deserve, and be my own worst enemy. I'm gonna be just what I'm trying to be, free from me. It's true, sometimes we are our own worst enemy, and sometimes you gotta even free yourself of that. As for our non-K-pop song, we'll listen to Free by American singer-songwriter Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth's initial exposure came through the viral success of his song videos on social media. But with the success of his 2015 mega-hit song See You Again, which he wrote for the Fast and Furious film franchise, he became a chart-topping global pop star. This song, Free, was also written for a movie, this time a 2020 Disney film entitled The One and Only Ivan, based on a children's novel of the same name. Ivan is a silverback gorilla who lives in a small cage in a mall, who would naturally rather be free. And here's a bit of the lyrics. They'll never know just who you are, but they can't turn your bright star dark. They'll try to hold your spirit down, couldn't do it then, can't do it now. They'll try to tell you who to be, but they can't change the way you feel. Can't tame a wild heart. You are free, free. Not just about gorillas, but a wonderful message for all of us. Let's listen to these two songs back to back. Free I'm Gonna Be by Jisoul, and then Free by Charlie Puth. We just heard Free by Charlie Puth, and then Free I'm Gonna Be by Jisoul. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Jang. I'll wrap up part one with 무처럼, Stop by Yun Jong-shin and Son Woo-jung-ah. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Jang. But first, let's give Stella a chance to settle in here, and you can enjoy this song break. First up, Park Hyo-shin with his song Shine Your Light, and then after that we will listen to John Park with his song D&D.
어쩌면
If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. And other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It is all in the words. The words of a song is so much more than one mere component. So we take time each week to take a closer look into lyrics in our segment, The Words. And to make sure nothing gets lost in translation, we have singer-songwriter Stella Zhang joining me.
Hello.
Hi, Stella. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Welcome to May.
Yeah, it's already May.
Yes. And of course, today is a special pre-recorded show due to the fact that it is Children's Day.
Oh, yeah. We could have chosen the children theme, but I didn't.
Oh, I think we did some children's themes, too, in the past as well.
That's so possible.
It's always nice to kind of keep it a little, you know.
Yeah. And I told my parents that I'm the youngest in my family, so I still consider myself as a child.
Yeah.
Because I always give them something for Parents' Day.
Yes.
So I claimed that I deserve a present for Children's Day.
Children's Day.
So I got one.
Nice.
And I chose it. It was the special scissor for gardening.
Oh, kind of like gardening shears.
Yeah.
Oh, so that you can like prune your plant?
Yeah, because I have a very sick plant.
Oh.
That I had for my birthday last year, which was also a gift by my parents.
Oh, it was that present from your dad.
Yeah.
That really big, rubber plant.
That big rubber plant. And it got a little sick.
It's sick.
And it had some watering issues, so I had a call with some plant
like an expert
in plant, and he told me just don't believe whatever they say on the internet and do as I say.
Okay,
and so now it got a little better.
Wow, what did he say to do?
He said give 2 liters of water every Wednesday, because it's 물수요일.
Oh!
Yeah. And a lot of people say on the internet, just check the outside of the soil.
And only water when it gets dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I read that too.
And he said, just ignore it.
Ignore that?
And just give 2 liters every Wednesday.
2 liters? Well, it's
a very, very big plant. Okay. So I would always give it like 4 liters, like until you have water on the bottom.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you have to remove it.
Right, right. And drain it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he said, just give it 2 liters every Wednesday. Uh-huh. It's going to adapt itself.
Okay.
And I think the position of the plant is not that bad.
Okay.
The sun and everything.
Right.
And so I did that like for a month.
Yeah.
And now it's getting new leaves. So
wow.
So I'm like,
congratulations.
Wow. So it's a good thing to call an expert.
Yes. Well, I need a plant expert. I have a dying plant too.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just don't know. I don't know if I'm giving it too much water or too little water.
Yeah, that was the problem with this plant because it had all the symptoms. It had the, like, too much water symptoms and dryness symptoms.
And dryness symptoms, yeah. It's true. Yeah, and you just don't know what's going on. I don't know how to tell. And like you said, you read it on the internet and it could be too much water. It could be too little water. It could be too
often. Yeah, and it depends
on
so many different variables.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what kind of plant it is, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now I'm inspired to try and find a plant expert of my own. All right, but let's move on to today's topic. And we're not going to be a children theme topic. We're mixing it up. In fact, today's topic is interesting. It is.
Yeah, it's 이제.
이제.
Which is now, but it's different from 지금.
Oh.
Because 지금 is like right now.
Okay.
It's more like
at this moment.
Mm-hmm. And 이제 means that there is a change in the situation. It was something like this before, but now, and only then you can use 이제.
Oh, okay. That's very clear to me.
Yeah.
All right. So 지금 is at this very moment, like right now. But 이제 is now as in generally speaking, as opposed to then.
Yeah.
Right? It's then versus now.
There is a situational change.
Right. There is some sort of a change. So now this will be like this. So now that will be like that.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Okay. What's our first song for the day?
Our first song of the day is 이제 나만 믿어요. Trust in Me by 임영웅.
This song.
Such a big hit.
Such a big hit. Topping the charts amongst other songs from Kim 임영웅.
Yeah.
He's the chart topper these days.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrics, coincidentally, by Ina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. What could you have believed about me? You've stayed with me all this time, even though I couldn't even believe in myself. What could you have seen in me when I had nothing? You just grabbed my hand and led me. It was the best, the way I looked reflected in your eyes. From now on, I will shine on you. Oh, and it could also be, I will reflect you.
Oh, yes, it's true. 비친다, 비추다.
Mm-hmm. When harsh rain falls, I'll be the world's biggest umbrella for you. You can just walk on comfortably. If you get tired, I'll pick you up and go wherever you want. From now on, trust only in me.
Mm.
Oh, so from now on would be a nice translation of 이제. Yeah.
That's true. From now on. Very good. Nice translation. 이제 나만 믿어요. So you were talking about situational change. Mm-hmm. So this would be the situation is changing because it was a person that didn't trust anyone. But you're changing to a situation where you do trust this protagonist.
Yeah. And all the luck that left me behind, that brushed past me, collected became you and came to me. And when harsh rain falls, I'll be the world's biggest umbrella for you. You can just walk on comfortably. If you get tired, I'll pick you up and go wherever you want. From now on, trust only in me.
Mm.
Be my last main character and never lower your head again in front of anybody. For the times that I could not see when you were tired all alone, thank you. I'm sorry. I love you.
고맙고 미안해요. 사랑해요.
Mm-hmm. This world has played a long trick on us, but we weren't fooled. Don't cry anymore. Laugh to your heart's content all night. It's all yours. Don't worry. From now on, trust only in me.
I feel like these lyrics were tailor-made for 임영웅.
Yeah.
Really kind of gives a beautiful... His image of being such a gentleman.
Yeah.
Kind of an image. And this song really feeds into that image.
Yeah.
This character building that Ina says she likes to do.
Yeah.
When she writes for artists.
And she's such a clever lyricist.
Yeah.
And I think it's even more targeted for the fans of 임영웅.
Yes.
And she knows exactly the needs of these fans, what they want to hear from Im Young-un's voice.
Exactly. She knows what words to put into his mouth.
Yeah.
To make his fans melt.
Mm-hmm.
Just melt. Just trust only me, darling.
Yeah.
Trust only me.
And it worked so well.
Right? And it worked so well. And be my last main character. It's very romantic and... not like trendy, but more classical kind of wording.
Yeah, because
for an older audience,
Im Young-un has a lot of older fans.
Yes,
and including my grandma.
Yeah,
and he also debuted from this TV show,
The Trot Music Edition.
Yeah, The Trot Music Edition. Mm-hmm. So I think these lyrics were really well written by the singer.
Yes, definitely so. To reflect the singer and his audience, it's very, very cleverly done. And also just generally a beautiful, just trust in me kind of story going on.
Yeah.
So that's what's changing here. 이제 from now on, trust in me. Let's listen. 임영웅, 이제 나만 믿어요. Trust in me. We just heard 임영웅 with 이제 나만 믿어요. Trust in me. I can just imagine all those grandmas in the audience with anime eyes. When Im Young sings this song.
I can still think that it could also appeal to a younger audience.
It's true. It's a very classic ballad written by Cho Young-soo. And I think what strikes me about this song is, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but they try very hard to not make it trendy.
Yeah.
To not give it a target audience, but to make it as general as possible.
Yeah.
You know? And I see their intent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but you could see that that was clearly what they designed to do with this song.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it very universal, right? And definitely, it won't get old. People will not get tired of listening to this song 10 years from now.
You wouldn't be able to guess the date of release.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what they were going for, something timeless.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good word.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to our next song of the day.
Our next song of the day is 이제 그만. No More by 이소라. And 이제 그만 would be from now on, no more.
Right. Very well. Then from now on, no more.
No more, I won't ask you to come back. This time, I've made up my mind, because it'll be harder to see you changed for me. I no longer reminisce. It's nice to live, forgetting it all. What little memories that still remain will be no more once I meet someone. After long, sad days, have you forgotten me too these days? If this was always how it would have been, perhaps we should never have met in the first place. No more, your absence is comfortable. There aren't many reasons to cry with heartache, although it's a little boring and sometimes lonely for me. I am no longer anxious, no reason to be suspicious, now that I think back alone. We weren't very good at holding back. That you love me forever, why did you say that to me then? Even now, even to this day, I regret ever meeting you. Even after all this time, I'm still doing this. I'm blaming you instead of myself. I'm sorry. Are all loves like this? When I think I've forgotten, that's when it comes back even more. If we liked, if we loved each other, I hope we'll never run into each other ever again.
That's some fantastic lyrics there.
Yeah.
Written, of course, by 이소라 herself.
Mm-hmm.
I like these lyrics because it starts at one place and it just keeps going and going and going to a conclusion. And Stella and I have been looking at a lot of K-pop songs that start at one place but then sort of backtrack on itself.
Yeah.
Uses the bridge to say, but I still love you.
Yeah.
You know, the first line of this song is no more.
Yeah.
But then in another K-pop song we'll be like, but I still miss you, come back to me. But there's nothing like that here. It's very refreshing.
Yeah, she's very loyal to her initial thought.
Yes, very true. And she flushes it out in great detail. And you can just see this mood, right? And 이제 그만, even that phrase there, you just feel this, she's so tired.
Yeah.
Right? I'm so tired of this. No more. Just no more, you know?
And whenever you listen to this era's 이소라 songs, you're like, oh, poor girl. Like, what kind of love
has she... What happened to you, honey?
What happened to her? Yeah. And she's a very emotional person.
Yes.
So you can totally feel it in the vocals.
Yeah.
And also, I thought it was very clever that she used this progression in the same of the same melody.
Yeah.
She starts with, perhaps we should never have met in the first place.
Right.
And then, even now, even to this day, I regret ever meeting you.
Right.
And then, I hope we'll never run into each other ever again.
Yeah.
So there is this progression
exactly.
of the same emotion.
Yes.
It's not something like, oh, but you know what, I still love you, maybe you should come back. But
Or even if we don't see each other, I hope you're happy.
You know,
it's just like a little nice kind of... diplomatic, being a little diplomatic, but there's none of that here. And like you said, she, at the very first verse, she says, this time, I've made up my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And as the song progresses and she explores this relationship, that making up that decision gets more firm and more firm. And I think that's why it progresses to, I hope I never just, I don't even want to run into you again.
Yeah.
I really don't need you in my life anymore.
I think this is very realistic.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, it's really, it's beautiful because I love the, your absence is comfortable. Like, oh, I've gotten used to us not being together. There aren't a lot of reasons to cry with heartache, but sometimes it's boring not to have that. To me, that was my favorite lyric.
Cause yeah.
It's so true. Sometimes
you want this thrill.
Well, sometimes being in pain and being in the drama became something to do.
Yeah.
And then after, I remember a heartbreak and I was just crying, crying. When I didn't want to cry anymore, I was like, literally,
oh, so what should I do now?
What do I do now? Should I watch TV? Like, I just, it's true.
Yeah, you had this emptiness to occupy.
It's true. I'm like, oh, I was so busy. It became my job, my hobby. But when that's gone, it's a little empty, even the heartbreak. That's my favorite line. I had to circle it. I had to do a check mark to it.
Yeah. 지루하지만.
Yeah, 지루하지만. But yeah, and so she just keeps going on her train of thought. And says, I'm going to blame you.
Yeah.
Instead of myself. I love that also. It's just so 시원해.
It's like refreshing. That. This song is so me dealing with the breakup.
Yes, it's very Stella.
Yeah, because I'm not the one to believe that the person who left me would come back or anything.
Right.
I just blame that person and hate themselves to hate them to death and then forget them. That's easier for me.
This is the Stella song.
Yeah, I love this song.
Gosh, I wish I could tell Isora. It's the Stella song. Here's Stella's song written by Isora. It's called 이제 그만, No More. We just listened to 이제 그만 No More by Isora, Stella's new collar ring.
Oh.
Although, yes.
Yeah.
No, it is such a beautiful song. Mm-hmm.
So well written.
I really, I'm ashamed to admit that I didn't pay attention to the lyrics in detail.
Yeah.
I knew it was a, you know, sad song, mm-hmm. but I thought that it was quite refreshing.
I believed for a long time that it was 이제 그만 돌아오라고 하네요.
Oh,
and it's 안 해요.
It's 안 해요.
And it makes such a big difference.
That really truly does. So for all this time, when you heard this song, you said you thought it was someone trying to have someone come back to them.
Yeah, and I thought she was just very affirmative of her feelings,
right?
That you told me to come back, but I won't. I hope I'll never run into you again.
I see. So, no, yeah, but this song is very, very beautiful. It's a great song to recommend for people who are going through a breakup because maybe it could give some people strength and confidence.
Just in general, I think that there are a lot of Isora songs that you can recommend to people who just broke up.
That's very true. Jeez, what happened to her, honey?
Yeah.
All right, our next song for the day, we're talking about songs that incorporate the word 이제, which Stella so smartly figured out the best translation is from now on.
Yeah.
Here to forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the next song is 이제서야, Now by Kim Dong-ryul. Mm-hmm. And 이제서야 is different from 이제 in a way that only from now on. At last.
Yeah. And there's also a little bit of a revelation in 이제서야, like, well, finally,
yeah,
kind of a thing. Why not before?
Yeah.
So those are all the nuances in just this one little neat phrase. So hard to translate into English. I love this word, by the way. I actually wrote a song with 이제서야, which is the main hook lyric, because there's no English to describe. Finally!
Oh.
Why now? Of all time? Why not before? Why now?
Yeah.
You know, like, what took you so long
It's a very compact word to describe all these
things. Things, and it was just four small syllables, so I literally... 이제서야. Beautiful. Okay, so let's look at what Kim Dong-ryul is talking about in his song.
Yeah. Sometimes out in the streets, all I see are happy couples. Why is it that my steps keep rushing me? And I feel bursts of anger for no reason.
Mm.
When I'm watching movies on my own or listening to sad songs, I mindlessly laugh, cry, and sometimes my heart aches as if it's about to burst. When I say I love you, why is it that the words I'm sorry come out in the mix? Why is it that I only remember my faults? Why do I realize everything one step too late? On nights when I'm drunk, sometimes I rustle through the phone book and fail to fall asleep in a daze. Unable to say, come back, why do I only uselessly hold empty expectations? Why am I so foolish? If you left me because you grew tired of my inadequate love, I think I may be ready now. I think I'll be able to make you laugh every day. Compared to the pains of the breakup, starting again, I think would be so easy for me. I think it'll be really good. I think I understand everything only now.
Only now.
Yeah.
Hindsight is 20/20. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of the thing that's going on here?
Yeah.
이제서야. I think I understand everything only now. After being dumped by you, after going through the heartache, I finally... I think I get it now, mm-hmm. what you wanted in the first place.
And I can feel, like, other Kim Dong-ryul song's lyrics in these lyrics.
Yeah.
Because he says, compared to the pains of the breakup, starting again, I think it would be so easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in his other song, another song, he says, waiting for you was the easiest thing for me.
Right.
I really, really didn't bother doing that. And here, when he says, I think I understand everything only now.
Yes.
And he also has this other song where he says, 이제야 나 태어난 그 이유를 at last, I finally know the reason why I was born.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we do have a lot of familiar phrasing here from Kim Dong-ryul. We see his familiar kind of ways of expressing in his lyrics. These are words that he really loves. Things that are easy for him.
Yeah.
Right. Why do I realize everything one step too late? And that's definitely something we can all say about ourselves at one point in our lives.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes, and this is a great song about looking back and regretting it and finally getting it. Aha! I get it now. I get it now.
Now I can do better.
Now I can do better. But now what are you going to do? You have no one. Oh.
Well, if he had the courage to say, come back, maybe he has a chance.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Or he can chalk it up as a life lesson and be better in his next relationship.
Yeah. But in either way, it's good.
In either way, it's a lesson learned. All right. Let's listen. Kim Dong-ryul with 이제서야. For now. We just listened to Kim Dong-ryul's song 이제서야 on this week's The Words. We're talking about songs that incorporate something about 이제. It's a very common word in the Korean language. We use it all the time. So it's interesting to kind of like focus on this little word.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really realized the difference between 이제 and 지금 until we explained it.
Yeah, and I didn't know that either because you never pay attention to when you use 이제 or 지금. You just know it naturally.
It's automatically.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder, when I was learning Korean, I wonder if I mixed it up ever. I don't think I did.
No,
I don't think I ever mixed it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never said, that's weird.
That's interesting.
지금.
And also, 이제 is something that you use very casually without giving it any meaning.
Which is kind of ironic because it's marking some sort of situational change.
Yeah, but it's like.
Yeah.
It's something that you use just in between.
Right.
And you don't know what it means.
But it's so important.
Yeah. I think every language has some kind of those words that have no meanings,
right.
But they are still there And when you have to explain it to another person,
you're just at a loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're so fundamental mm-hmm. to the way you express yourself. Well, we're trying to break it down here with 이제. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
I always mix it with 그러니까.
Oh, 그러니까.
그러니까 이제.
이제 그러니까. All right. 이제. And then we have a very famous song for our next song.
Our next
incorporating
song.
This word.
Yeah. It's 이젠 안녕. Goodbye now by 015B. Mm-hmm. Oh, so this song was born at the same year as me.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. You guys are 친구.
Oh, yeah, it's my 친구 song.
Yes, your 친구 song. Very famous song. 이젠 안녕. Famously, this was always played as the last call song, mm-hmm. I think, back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the awkward expressions when we first met, we hesitated because it was hard to speak easily. The countless days we've spent buried in music have now become sorrows we cannot return to. Now it's time for us to go our separate ways, though we may turn away with lingering feelings. Time will allow us to meet again. Until then, though it's sad, let's wait. On a cold winter day, gathered in a small room, the song we sang then, that song now, has become a small song buried in memories. But it will remain forever in our hearts. Goodbye cannot be an everlasting parting. It must be a promise to meet again. Now we must keep the times we've shared as memories and leave in search for the paths that we must each take.
Very beautiful, wistful farewell song. 이젠 yeah. 안녕. Mm-hmm. And there's something about the 이젠 in this title. We already know that this is not... Hey, see you later. See you tomorrow. See you next week. It's
yeah.
like a farewell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's like they've never said real goodbye until now.
Right.
And finally, at last.
Yeah.
Well, from now on, mm-hmm. this is the first time that we officially say goodbye.
Yes.
And we probably will meet again, but we're not sure.
Mm-hmm. And our lives are going to change. And not only was this song kind of almost as a joke, but now it became such a cultural thing. They would always play it right before like a restaurant or bar was going to close, mm-hmm. and it would be the last call. 이젠 안녕. People knew it, so they'd all sing along. But this is also a very popular song for graduations.
Oh.
Right? Which is a perfect kind of situation that they have here. Where it is a goodbye,
mm-hmm.
and you could see each other again, but
yeah.
you guys are all leaving school and going to different places, so it's
yeah.
it's not sure.
Yeah.
So it's always really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this that goodbye has to be a promise to meet again.
Yeah.
That's very lovely.
Oh, and so many people sang this song together.
Oh yes,
that all these people who participated in the song. You just see that how much they were close and mm-hmm. How much they want to see each other again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've gone on mm-hmm. all their separate ways. Some of them have stayed together.
Yeah.
Right? 015B did go their separate ways for a while, then came back together.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, Yoon Jong-shin, mm-hmm. Shinhye-chul, you know, very famous artists that all went off to their own paths as
yeah.
well. Singing this beautiful song
mm-hmm.
That talks about their music and their process as well.
Yeah.
And for anyone that has to say goodbye to something, this is a fantastic song to put on your playlist.
Yeah.
All right. 이젠 안녕. Goodbye now by 015B. We just listened to 015B with their song, their classic, 이젠 안녕, goodbye now.
Goodbye now.
But we cannot say goodbye because we have one more song for the day.
We say the best for the last.
Oh!
Which is 이젠 그랬으면 좋겠네. I hope it would be that way now mm-hmm. by 박정현 Lina Park.
Ah, you Ooh. Picked my version.
Of course. Because I listened to your version. Before the original version. Because it was back in time when I was still in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a huge fan of this show.
I Am a Singer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I would watch every episode.
Did you really?
Every week. And Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was the first time I discovered this song.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I picked this one.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it has this 이젠 at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that it wasn't like that until now.
Right.
But I hope it'll be that way from now
from
on.
From now on. Mm-hmm. Yes, from now on. That I don't know why we didn't think of that earlier. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Of course, it is originally a Jo Yong-pil song, but it's a very popular song amongst his fans. But out of all the many
mega hits
that Jo Yong-pil has, this song is actually lesser known. So not just you, but when I did it for I Am a Singer, a lot of people, for them, it was the first time they had ever heard this song before.
Aww.
It was sort of a Jo Yong-pil deep track, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember listening to this song all the way back in 2003.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, this man was just ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. Such a modern, pop-sounding melody.
Yeah.
And it was originally released in 1990.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Right? Before you were born.
So it's like 32 years old now.
It's your oppa song.
It's my oppa song. Because it's written by Jo Yong-pil somebody.
It's your oppa song. Right? Yeah, so it was pretty amazing. And, you know, we didn't do that much to it. My version, because the melody speaks for itself.
Yeah,
you know?
But your rendition was
I made a
such
little
a
dynamic.
Great one.
Thank you.
That a lot of people still talk about it.
I've met a lot of young, like some of the members,
yeah.
He's 17, I met them, and they mm-hmm. literally did not know that
yeah.
this was a joint.
Yeah, and I also remember that there was a very young girl. I think like she was maybe like 10 or 12, something mm-hmm. like that. And she was doing the audition for an audition program
yeah.
in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And she was singing your version.
Oh.
My
arrangement.
Yeah, your arrangement mm-hmm. with the melody change a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, my ad-libs.
Yeah, your ad-libs. So she was singing that version.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, so she discovered the song
right.
through your version.
It's true. It's true. Cho Yong-pil doesn't do the same ad-libs. He sings it much more straight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it's a beautiful song, and it's blessed me so much. Still is in my playlist for my, you know, repertoire.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful lyrics by mm-hmm. the Park Ju-yeon.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful lyricist.
Yep.
All right, let's take a look at what does this song mean, if you guys, especially non-Korean listeners, if you heard this song time and time again, now you get to find out what I'm actually saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since the moment I left, I knew I would be coming back. The familiar spot where I can rest comfortably. I traveled far in search of many things. Where was I standing? I want to fly high in the sky and hug the stars. Could it be that I had not forgotten everything precious? I hope it would be that way now. Let the tired heart heal in your shade. What's precious is right next to you. I want to tell those about to leave on a long journey. Since the moment I let you go, I knew you would be coming back. The familiar things where you can sleep comfortably. Stepping on the times when you wondered, wanting to hide, what have you been feeling? I want to fly high in the sky and hug the stars. Could it be that I had not forgotten everything precious? I hope it will be that way now. Let the tired heart heal in your shade. What's precious is right next to you. I want to tell those about to leave on a long journey.
Right. And that's the refrain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a simple... Sometimes I think of it as the prodigal son or somebody who went out, explored, and then came back home. A homecoming
yeah.
sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think the only thing I would change about Liz's translation is the pre-chorus part, the way I interpret it is more like, I wanted to fly so
yeah.
high into the sky. I wanted to grab mm-hmm. the stars, own the stars.
Yeah.
That I think I might have forgotten everything mm-hmm. that was truly precious.
Yeah. And also mm-hmm. in Korean, it's quite ambiguous, but when you say something 싶어,
yes.
It could also be 싶어서. So
exactly. So that's what's missing
yeah.
here is because I wanted to fly so high, I think I had forgotten
yeah
everything precious. So 싶어 is really 싶어서.
Mm-hmm.
It is because in this way here. And the song in general is very kind of vague and ambiguous. There's not a lot of details at all. And the most confusing part of the song is in the first verse, I left.
Knowing that I'm coming
back. Knowing that I'd come back. And then the second verse, someone else left.
Yeah.
Right? And someone else left or someone else, I let them go. 보냈다.
Yeah.
Right? I let you go, but I knew you'd be coming back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I always thought of this song as my, I don't know, I always related to this song because I studied abroad.
Yeah.
And I felt like since the moment I left, I knew I would be coming back to Korea.
Yes.
And maybe the second verse is from my mom's point of view, you know.
We let you go.
Yeah, we let you go, but we knew you will come back.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, but I wasn't flying high to the sky and hug the stars or anything. I just went
there. You did.
Well.
In your own way.
Yeah, in my own way.
You accomplished good things.
Yeah, but it's not, it's not, I went there like with big ambitions or anything.
Yeah.
But I just knew that I would come back.
Yeah.
But I think I would have done like not so bad in Korea as well. But
no, but
anyway.
It was a very, very interesting experience for your life. The identifying, you know.
Yeah.
Very important experience for you as well. But there's nothing like going home. And I'm so glad you shared that story because I always thought this song was really, it was about home.
Yeah.
It was about home. The theme is going back home. The only place where you can just turn yourself off. The only place you just don't have to be on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the place that you can truly, truly heal. And I actually brought in Joyeon Pierre's song, I think it was last week or on our Friday segment, where the theme was home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is it. This is the ultimate home song. Mm-hmm. Home is where the healing is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful stuff. And I love this song because you can do a million interpretations of it.
Yeah.
It can be a love song. But in the past 2 years, I sang this song a lot because it was also a pandemic song.
Yeah. And also, I think it's very interesting that the title is 이젠 그랬으면 좋겠네. It's nothing else of the lyrics. It's not what's precious is right next to you or coming back or anything.
I know. It's interesting, right?
Yeah. I hope it will be that way now.
Gee, I hope it'd be like that now. I hope is literally the title.
Yeah, I hope that everybody knows that what's precious is right next to you, so you don't need to leave on a long journey to find the happiness or whatever.
Exactly, exactly. And he has such poetic lyrics going on, but I always thought it was very unusual that, yes, the title is just, well, I hope you realize that now. I hope it's that way now.
Yeah,
so humble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the lyricist Park Joo-yeon had in mind when she was writing the song.
Yeah, I don't know. But everything fits so perfectly with the melody, very pop-style melody then. Beautiful, beautiful message.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for bringing in my version today.
Oh, thank you for having me and singing this song.
이젠 안녕.
Oh, 이젠 안녕. 이젼 goodbye.
Now it is actually time to say goodbye.
Yeah, but this is not a farewell. I'm coming back next week.
It's a promise to meet again.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Stella.
Bye.
All right. Taking Stella out, here's my cover of Joyeon Pierre Sunbin's song. 이젠 그랬으면 좋겠네. I hope it would be that way now. That was, of course, me, Park Jung-hyun, my rendition of 이젠 그랬으면 좋겠네. I hope it would be that way now. Bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Once again, happy Children's Day. Hope you guys have a wonderful time with your children or tapping into your inner child. Don't forget to join me again tomorrow. But here's From with Blue Knight taking us out. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow. 계절이